From 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what's weird? I'm not a big CNN fan, but here in the studio, we take the remote control every so often and just visit other networks, cable news networks. And I saw a chyron that I thought was interesting. I have not been able to substantiate this study, but in a recent study that was just released, I guess, in the last couple of days, more than four times the number of police officers die of COVID-19 as die from gunfire. That they're more likely to die from COVID than they are from gunfire. Did you know that? I did not know that. And, you know, it's, you don't want anybody dying from anything, I know. But the fact is, that struck me as odd. More than four times as many officers, police officers, die of COVID as die from gunfire. Win a bar bet tonight, would you? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, guess who's coming up? Mark Hutchison, founding partner of Hutchison Steffen Law Firm and the former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We'll get a chance to visit with him. I'll find out what's happening with Steve Bannon. Yeah, Steve Bannon and the possible contempt of Congress. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. The Biden administration says it will ask the Supreme Court to block the Texas abortion law, Senate Bill 8. Bob Agnew reports.
The DOJ announcement came just hours after a federal appeals court ruled in favor of the Texas statute, which limits abortions. A three-judge panel for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled late Thursday night in favor of SB 8, banning abortion after 6 weeks. The Texas law has been in place since September 1st, when in a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court declined to stop it from going into effect. Bob Agnew reporting.
The bill also bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. A long-serving member of the British Parliament was stabbed to death.
David Amos was meeting with constituents at a church when he was stabbed.
I think everybody was deeply shocked and heart-stricken.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson says part of the reason for the shock is that Amos was so well-liked.
Above all, he was one of the kindest, nicest, most gentle people in politics. And he also had an outstanding record of passing laws to help the most vulnerable.
A 25-year-old man was arrested at the scene. Chief Constable Ben Julian Harrington says counter-terrorism officers are leading this case.
It will be for investigators to determine whether or not this is a terrorist incident. But as always, they will keep an open mind.
Amos was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in 2015 for his service, becoming Sir David. I'm Ed Donahue.
China has launched three astronauts to its space station for a record-setting six-month stay for the country. The spacecraft blasted off early Saturday and was due to dock at the space station about 6 hours later. The three astronauts are the second crew to move into the new space station, which was launched last April. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 382 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Everybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate continues its downward trend, dropping 0.1% to 6.9. Nevada's two-week rolling rate continues its nearly two-month decline, dropped another 0.1% to 7.9%. That's down from its recent high of 16.4 in the middle of August. As of yesterday, 55% of eligible Nevadans have been fully vaccinated. A wind storm is being blamed for a canopy collapse at an East Las Vegas grocery store. In August, the front of the La Bonita supermarket fell to the ground, injuring four people. The engineer hired to figure out what happened said, on the morning of August 13th, a wind storm made its way through Las Vegas and caused the damage. Now, why the engineer believes a wind storm caused the damage was not explained, but the National Weather Service says the maximum wind gusts on that day did not exceed 25 miles per hour. Well, the Las Vegas Golden Knights suffered more than just a loss of their young NHL season, their first loss. The Golden Knights team captain Mark Stone left the game against the LA Kings in the second period. He needed help to the locker room, and they ended up losing 6-2. They're 1-1 on the new season.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, look out for some major delays as you try to work your way through the downtown freeways. U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho, you're bumper-to-bumper all the way back to Valley View there. Also, lane restrictions ahead of that. That's causing delays, 515 east at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number three for a Friday, October the 15th. By the way, don't forget, Live and Local is moving. Yes, we're not changing radio stations, though. We're changing time slots. I'm going to be moving from noon until 3. That means I'm going to be available now for happy hour. So anybody wants to invite me out to happy hour, I am now going to be available beginning Monday, November the 1st. But that's noon to 3. We've got a big, big surprise for you coming on the 1st of November, 3 to 6. You're not going to believe this. I never thought it would happen, but it's going to happen. It's so exciting. Joining us now, a guy that has become a friend, and I admire him so much. He is Mark Hutchison. He is the founding partner of Hutchison and Steffen Law Firm. He's a former lieutenant governor, and he joins us. Mark, how you been?
I've been fantastic, my friend, but not as good as you. Apparently now available for happy hour for the foreseeable future. Congratulations, Kevin.
Not bad. I've spent most of my adult life doing afternoon drive radio, and you get there, and it's always right after last call for happy hour. I don't know why. I don't know why. Hey, let me ask you. It's been in the news, and I want to get to it first, and that is the possible contempt of Congress charges against Steve Bannon, the former counselor to the president, Donald J. Trump. And I'm just curious, first of all, what does the law say about contempt of Congress, and what's the penalty?
Well, first off, the law is clear that Congress can require witnesses to appear before congressional bodies like this January 6th Capitol Hill committee that's been formed in the House. They can subpoena witnesses. Congress has the power to do that. Now, Congress doesn't have the power to do anything to enforce those subpoenas. And in this case, Steve Bannon has refused to comply, refused to show up and testify before that committee. And so what the committee will have to do is actually to invoke criminal contempt and contempt of Congress. They'll have to go through a procedure in the House through their committees, and eventually they'll come up with a House vote, and they'll vote on the floor of the House to hold Steve Bannon in criminal contempt. And if that's the case, then it gets referred to that vote, that certification gets referred to a grand jury, or they can also go to the Department of Justice. The grand jury or the Department of Justice then can issue indictments that then would have to proceed to a criminal trial where Steve Bannon would be put on trial, theoretically.
How does this differ from the classic Perry Mason deal of somebody ends up saying, I'm not going to give this guy up, and so he gets hauled away in street clothes, he ends up going to jail, and he sits in jail until the judge releases him, or he coughs up whatever he's supposed to cough up. How is this different?
It's different because it's a different branch of government. You're dealing with Congress, the legislative branch of government. When you're in front of a judge and the judge says, answer that question or produce that document or bring that witness in, and you don't do that and you defy a court order, then the judge can enforce his own court order and say to the bailiff, take him or her away and let him sit there in jail for a while because they're in contempt of court. Congress doesn't have that power. Congress is simply a legislative body. So they've got to go through the process of actually voting as a legislative body. That's what legislative bodies do. They vote and take action, and they would vote to hold Steve Bannon in criminal contempt. Then they would refer that on to now a body that could take it to court, the grand jury or the Department of Justice. Then there would actually have to be a trial, because Steve Bannon has due process rights, and would have to be a trial, witnesses would have to be called, and a court would have to determine whether or not Steve Bannon is in contempt. And if he was, then the court could take the same action that I just described.
Okay, so they could throw him in jail.
They could. It's so rare, though, Kevin, where a contempt of Congress results in jail time. I think really even though, you got to go back to the Reagan administration, the last time there was even a criminal contempt of Congress vote held and then referred to the grand jury. So it goes back. And before that, you got to go back to like the McCarthy era in the 50s. It just doesn't happen very often because it's a difficult process. And it just doesn't happen easily. And Congress usually tries to do everything they can to avoid that and try to work out deals with the lawyers or or work out some other kind of compromise. It looks, though, like this congressional committee is not a fan of Steve Bannon, and they're going to go after him.
What about the President of the United States? I mean, can he end up in contempt of Congress, too?
Theoretically, he could. Now, he's going to have, the current president is going to have all of the executive privileges that he could assert. And as a sitting president, say, look, there's a separation of powers in this country. The Congress can call me in to testify, but I'm the sitting president of the United States. I'm a different branch of government. You don't have authority over me, so I'm going to assert certain rights, and one of those rights may be executive privilege, which basically protects the president's deliberations and discussions and decision-making within his own internal team within the executive branch of government, and oftentimes that's what a sitting president will do. And so that happens all the time. And there's usually kind of fights back and forth, and oftentimes compromise is usually reached. The interesting thing that's happening here, Kevin, is that Steve Bannon is relying on executive privilege. And he said, I'm not going to come testify before this committee until you resolve former President Trump's claim of executive privilege. Because he claims that I was an advisor of his and that I shouldn't have to come testify and that the executive privilege applies. Of course, the problem there is that Donald Trump is no longer the current president. And there's a real legal question, probably shaky legal ground, to claim that a former president can still claim executive privilege. So that's going to be a challenge for Steve Bannon.
Last time you were on, you and I talked about the U.S. Supreme Court and the significant cases coming, a brand new term, but we never got into the cases themselves. I want to begin with abortion because that's such the hot-button issue that everybody seems to talk about when we're talking about SCOTUS. Can you talk a little bit about what bills are hanging fire there?
Yeah, sure can. And, you know, what's going to be interesting this term, the court's going to begin and has begun its session early October. October 4th, they begin their session for the 2021-2022 term. And it's the first time we'll have the 6-3 conservative majority, with Amy Coney Barrett having now been confirmed. And right off the bat, the court accepted a writ of certiorari for a very contentious abortion case. And keep in mind, Kevin, the U.S. Supreme Court, this is almost all discretionary cases. They don't have to accept these cases. So when they accept a case, it usually means a certain number of these justices want to hear it and want to rule on it. This is a very important case. It's Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. It involves a Mississippi law which outlaws an abortion and bans an abortion after 15 weeks pregnancy. Now, why is that important and what makes this so significant? Two things. Number one, 15 weeks is before the time of viability of a fetus. Of a baby within the womb of a mother, and typically laws have really focused on abortions after and limitations on abortions after a baby is viable. So this Mississippi law now says you cannot have an abortion before the viability of the baby in the mother's womb, and that's one significant, very significant point of this law. The second one is the state of Mississippi, in their brief to the U.S. Supreme Court, has asked the court to reverse Roe versus Wade, flat out ask the court to turn it around, reverse it, and basically hold that a state can determine on its own when a ban is legal on abortion, even if it's before the time of viability. Roe v. Wade was built on the concept, the legal concept and the medical concept, that the state has an interest overriding the mother's interest only after viability. So the state can ban an abortion only after the baby is viable, can live outside the womb, essentially, or has a chance to live outside the womb. Before that, the mother gets the right to say what she wants to do in terms of an abortion. Mississippi is directly challenging Roe versus Wade.
Again, Mark Hutchison joining us, founding partner Hutchison Steffen Law Firm, former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I want to ask you about Texas. Is Texas going to end up, the Texas abortion ban, is it going to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh, definitely, because, you know, the Texas abortion ban is 6 weeks. So as early as 6 weeks into the presidency, the Texas law bans an abortion. Of course, that's far, far before any kind of viability. Now, five justices of the Supreme Court have already weighed in on this case because there has been an attempt by the Justice Department to block that law, and the justices just simply said, we're not going to block it. Now, they didn't say that they were going to rule on the merits or the substance or whether it's constitutional or not. They just simply said, we're not going to block it now. Let it run its course and come to us in the normal course of cases. So there'll be a ruling by a district court. It'll go to the Court of Appeals. And then, for sure, it's going to go to the Supreme Court.
Let me ask you, and then we'll get to a couple of other issues and the Supreme Court. And that is the commission that was commissioned by the president, Joe Biden, for packing the court, changing, giving them term limits, 18-year term limits and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about the first draft that came out yesterday? You may not be aware of everything that's in it, but it looks like they want to be able to pack the courts.
Well, it's this was a commission that was established back in April of this year to study, as you mentioned, the possible Supreme Court reforms. You know, put in quotes reforms, including adding justices, term limits, that sort of thing. And at least my initial read of this report, I haven't gone through the entire report itself, but it's not a surprise. You've got a commission that was appointed by a liberal president who has incredible pressure on him from his hard left coastal elitist side of the party to pack that court and to do something that will allow them to continue to try to control the court. I mean, as I mentioned, there's a 6-3 majority in favor of the conservatives, at least in terms of conservatives or those who have been appointed by Republican presidents. This just drives the progressives crazy. And so so they want to have an opportunity to pack the court. It was a bad decision back when Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to do it, and a Democratic Congress stopped him. It's a very, very bad, very dangerous precedent to set here. But apparently, you know, this commission thinks it's something that ought to be considered and is available.
I want to ask you about gun rights. It seems like every term there is something relative to gun rights that's out there that is dangerous to our Second Amendment freedoms. Can you talk a little bit about what's on the docket this term?
Yeah, this term we're going to see probably the most significant Second Amendment gun rights case since a decision called District of Columbia versus Heller back in the 90s. What just to kind of set this up for you, District of Columbia versus Heller, what that court held was that citizens, private citizens, not the militia. You may remember the fight was. Well, the Second Amendment talks about the militia, and so militias are the only one who really have the right to bear arms. And the Supreme Court back in the 90s in Heller came out and said, nope, private citizens have a right to keep a firearm in their own home. That was what was issued in Heller, was a firearm in their own home for lawful purposes, including self-defense. Well, now this case, fast forward a couple decades now, and we now are in a case called New York State Rifle Pistol Association versus Bruin. And this involves a New York state law. And New York passed a law that said basically, hey, if you want to have a concealed carry permit, you've got to prove to a licensing authority that you've got quote unquote good reason to have a concealed carry. Well, two people who applied to this licensing authority and were denied the right to have a concealed carry sued and said that is an unconstitutional infringement on our Second Amendment right. We should have, as private citizens, a right not only to carry and keep a firearm in our home, but also to carry and keep one on our body as a concealed weapon for all lawful purposes, including self-defense. And so this is now asking for an extension of the Heller decision to apply beyond just the home and into concealed weapons on somebody's body.
Final couple of minutes. I want to talk about an area that's really important to me, and that is religious freedoms. Any cases on the docket this term for the U.S. Supreme Court?
Yeah, you're gonna see another significant case about separation of church and state or violation of the legal protection clause, and it really gets down to this fundamental question, Kevin, and that is, can a state discriminate against using state funds to fund a religious school or a religious education? The court came out last term in a case involving the state of Montana. It was a 5-4 decision. And last year, the court said, if you're going to have a tax credit-funded scholarship available, and we've got one of those, matter of fact, in Nevada, you can get a tax credit, and then the tax credits are used you get a tax credit, and then the money that you'd otherwise pay for taxes is put into a scholarship fund. And that scholarship fund can then be used for underprivileged students, and they can use it for private education. Well, in Montana, they said, that's great, but you can't use it for a private Christian education or a religious education. The court struck that down last term and said, no, you can't discriminate against religion that way. Same kind of question is now being presented to the court in another case out of Maine, where Maine funds private tuition to families who don't live around a public school. Maine has got a lot of rural communities, and some of them just don't have public schools. And so they provide these scholarship funds for these families to go to a private school. And what they said was, yeah, but you can't use it for a Christian school, and you can't use it for a religious school. And so the court's going to make that determination. Can funding just in general be withheld because of religious based education? And it really goes to the heart of the state funding anything regarding religious activities, including education. So we'll have another decision on that soon.
I tell you, it's going to be a busy term for the U.S. Supreme Court, and I know we'll be following all of it. Mark, always good to visit with you, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend. Hope you and the family are well, and I know we're going to talk again soon.
Kevin, it's always good to be with you. Thank you.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison Steffen Law Firm. If you don't want to get caught up in the government maze, then you better call my friends at Hutchison and Steffen. Also, he's a former lieutenant governor. Mark Hutchison, good guy. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time, when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. For the past couple of years, I've witnessed a pretty sizable loss of hearing. Decades of using overdriven radio station headphones have resulted in me constantly saying, "Excuse me?" or "What?" I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, the technical advancements have been incredible.